Blessed good morning to everyone within the hearing of my voice. I greet you in the wonderful name of Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the name that is above every name, the powerful name of Jesus. I am Reverend Deborah Edgehill, District President of the Nazarene Missions International, which represents one of the ministries of the Church of the Nazarene. We are excited and privileged to be able to share with you during the month of August on the Because He Lives program. I pray that you will be blessed as we minister. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the opportunity of being able to share with your people wherever they are. We pray, Lord, that as we would do what you have called us to do, we would see your hand working in and through us. We thank you, Lord, for this privilege where we are able to share today. And I am praying that everything that we do will bring honor and glory to your name. Bless everyone who will be listening. And we pray that something said would indeed challenge hearts, would indeed encourage hearts to know that there's a God above who loves and who cares. We ask, Lord, that you would direct us in all that we do today. In the name of Jesus, I pray with thanksgiving. Amen and amen. I want to share with you from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 26 and verse 41. And it says, "Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." And I just want to focus for a few minutes on watch and pray. When we think of the word watch, I'm told it's an active word. And it says you also make an effort, but it is for a longer period of time. So things are usually in motion. You're usually watching a television program, or you're watching a movie, or you're watching a parade, or you're watching a game. So when you're watching, it's something that's in motion, and it's taking longer than if you're just looking at a still picture, as it were. So let's spend a little time talking about watch. Watch means to stay awake, to be alert, to be vigilant. There is also the meaning that watching is primarily physical. The disciples were scolded for not remaining awake during the intense period in the garden. What Jesus said in verse 41 had a deeper spiritual meaning: watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. It is spiritual watching coupled with prayer that gives one the strength to survive temptation and difficult situations. The closer we draw to the second coming of Christ, the more urgent it is that we awake out of spiritual sleep. If ever there was a time to pay attention and get prepared, it is now. But I also want to share with you that when we think of watching, we recognize that time is short and there's a lot happening, so we need to make sure that we are alert and we are vigilant. It says in the word, "Be ye ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man will come." But what I want us to understand, that there are usually things that would cause us not to watch, like busyness of life. We think of our jobs, our family life, or church, or social activities. All these things cause us to lose our focus. So instead of watching as we should, we are caught up in doing other things. There's also the disinterest in world events and how they line up with the Word of God. There are many people today who are not interested in what is happening around the world, who are not even aware of the disasters that are happening, of the wars that are going on, because they are so caught up with things concerning themselves. And because of that, we are not aware of what is happening. So especially for us as Christians, we don't know how to pray because we are not aware of the things that are going on, because we are not watching. We are most times what we are calling spectators. We are not involved. When we think of watch, we think of the alertness of a guard at night. And we would like to know that if a guard is watching where we are placed, that we know that they are alert, that they are awake, that they are not sleeping, because we feel safer. We think of Jesus. He doesn't sleep, he doesn't slumber. That's what the word says about our God. So he watches all the time over us, so we have nothing to fear. We think of prayer. In order to keep watching, prayer is vital. We can only remain faithful when we are devoted to prayer. In order to keep watch, we must pray for endurance and also freedom from distractions. We must pray without ceasing, as the word says in 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Watching helps our praying, and praying helps our watching. As we watch, we keep ourselves in check and are able to pray for the ability to remain faithful. As long as we are watching, we will have the desire to pray. Amen. One of the core values of this department, this is the missionary department of our church, is to mobilize the church in prayer. So with all that has been happening in our nation and by extension the world, we have been led of God to commence our sessions for the month of August with prayer. We will be praying for a few key areas where we really need God to intervene. Before we commence our prayers, kindly listen to this song, which reflects the need for prayer.
Show me your face, fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you right now. My world needs you right now.
Show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you.
Yeah.
place. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now.
We're at this time going to be having our prayers. And the first one that we will have is being prayed for the youth of our nation. And our youth rep on our missionary council is Kimberly Jemmott, and she's going to be leading us in prayer this time.
Abba Father, you are worthy to be praised. There is none like you. You are Jehovah Shammah, the Lord who is always present. You are El Shaddai, the Lord Almighty. You are El Roi, the strong one who sees. And so I just worship you and bless your holy name. Holy God, I bring the youth of our nation, Barbados, before you. God, you know them all by name. You would have created them, and you have a wonderful plan for each one of their lives. You said in your word to remember your creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come, and the years approach when you will say, I find no pleasure in them. Your word also says you will pour out your spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and our daughters shall prophesy. Our old men shall dream dreams. Our young men shall see visions. I declare today that you will give the youth of our nation a hunger and thirst for righteousness. Order their steps, O Lord, in your word, and let it be a lamp unto their feet and a light unto their path. I pray for those in the primary, secondary, and tertiary institutions. I pray, Almighty God, that you would give them the desire to learn. And I also pray that they would have the gift of knowledge, and you would destroy every plan of the enemy that he has against their lives. And you would keep them grounded and centered on you. I declare that the plans you have for their lives will be fulfilled. And so I bind and I rebuke every plan of the enemy that would cause untimely death over their lives in the name of Jesus. Father, your word says in Psalm 34:18, you are close to the brokenhearted, and that you save those who are crushed in spirit. I pray that you will comfort those who feel sad in this time. Help them to feel your presence and love and heal their wounded and crushed heart and spirit. Those young persons who may not have a job, I pray that you will provide and make a way for them. Father, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over the enemy and all of his evil tactics. I bind the strong man and all demons and evil spirits that are causing the youth of this country to have a spirit of heaviness. I cancel all the devil's assignments against them, their family, and their household in Jesus' name. I take authority over the demons of suicide, depression, sadness, hopelessness, self-pity, and grief, and command all demons that came down from generational curses or sin to be destroyed in Jesus' name. Also, those spirits of anxiety, mental illness, and mind control that may want to cause the youth of this nation to take their life. And I also destroy them in the name of Jesus. I declare Isaiah 61, which says the spirit of the sovereign Lord is on each of their lives, and that Jesus will bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of despair. I pray, Almighty God, that they are no longer bound by any spirit of heaviness. They are completely set free by the blood of Jesus. It's my prayer that the youth of this nation will not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, they will let their requests be made known unto you, O Lord. I declare that every young man and woman, every boy and girl, be bold, be strong, courageous, and wise, and they will have a spirit of humility and servitude. There are many youths in our nation, God, who don't have a relationship with you. There are those who are on drugs, those who are committing crime. I pray that your Holy Spirit will just arrest them and bring them to that place in their lives where they will receive you, Lord, as their Lord and Savior. There are those who would have drifted away from you. And so I pray, God, for a spiritual awakening that they will return to you. I pray for those whose desire is to serve you. May they be an example of the believers in word, conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Mm. Continue to bless and keep them covered under the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. We're going to have now Sister Harriet Bellamy, who's going to pray for our nation.
Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh upon this nation, Barbados. We bring our country before you, dear Father. You are our creator. You have been with us, dear God, Father, as we sing in our anthem for the past 300 years and beyond, dear God. So right now, God, Father, we just ask that you would continue abiding with us as we abide in you, dear God. We need you, dear Father. We need you as you would come and uphold this country. You would uphold this country, Barbados. Father, we bring this government before you. They are our leaders this morning. Our Prime Minister, Mia Amar Motley, dear God, we bring her before you, Lord God, and we pray that you would uphold her with your righteous right hand this morning. Mm. Keep her in the hollow of your hands, dear God. Keep her from harm. Keep her from danger, dear God, even as she would traverse this world, dear God. Just cover her with your precious blood, hallelujah. Even her leaders, dear God, those who would be with her, they would uphold her hands, dear God, Father, as they upheld the hands of Moses, dear God. Mm. Father, I just pray that you would just take control of every situation, everything that is going on in this country, dear God. Father, from the smallest issue, dear God, to the largest, dear God. Mm-hmm. But I pray, God, that each and everyone who has a part to play in this equation and everything that goes on in our country, dear God, that they would first seek you, dear God. That's where we start with our government this morning, that they would seek you in all that they would do. As they sit in cabinet, dear God, it would not be what they say, what the others say, but they would have sought you. They would have went on their knees and called upon you, dear God, to hear from you, that whatever they present, dear God, would not be of you, dear God, but it would be of what you would want them to say, what you would want to happen in this country, Father. Even our tourism industry this morning, dear God, Father, bring it before you, Lord. We know it has been seriously impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic, and Father God, it's even being impacted even more as we look at the monkeypox, dear God. But Father, I know that you are God. You will sustain. You would keep us. We go through trials. We go through tribulations. But I know that as long as we keep our hands in your hands, dear God, you would keep whatever it is that we need to sustain this country, Father. Father, even as we look across the world, the things that are affecting the world, it's affecting us too this morning, God. We look at the war in the Ukraine, it's affecting us where our food is concerned, where our fuel is concerned. And we know that when fuel goes up, everything else goes up there, God. We even look at the fires, the climatic conditions, all those things are affecting countries, Lord, and as they affect countries, persons would be impacted, and they too would be impacted, dear God, Father, and seek to stay at home rather than come to our nation. But God, we know that you are the great provider this morning. You are Jehovah Jireh, and you would provide for us this morning. You provide jobs for your people. You would provide income. You would provide food for our homes and our families, dear God. So we give you all the thanks, and we give you all the praise this morning. We lift you up, Jehovah. We exalt you this morning because you are the great and mighty one, and you will keep doing, dear God, what you have been doing for the past 300 years, Lord God. Just continue keeping us and abiding with us, dear God. We even bring our economic situation together, which to God is continuation of our tourism industry, because if there are no finances to their God, there's that impact. It would impact upon our income. It would impact upon the means to keep us, a means to sustain us. So dear God, Father, we just ask that throughout this world that things would cease, wars would cease, dear God. These climatic conditions, dear God, Father, would be under control, that the world can continue going. Yes, we may be thinking of it going, you know, going, dear God, Father, for our benefit, but God, we know that you do things for your benefit as well, dear God, to help us to be still and to know that you are God, hallelujah. And we are thankful, dear God, yes, we are thankful for the times that you have caused us to cease and to think about you and to know that you are God. So God, as we continue, God, keep sustaining us, even the the programs that the government has put in place, dear God. Help us not to scorn them or whatever, but help us to pray, to fall on our knees and pray that they will work, God, dear, for our good, to bring food and everything else, God. Even our health ministry, dear God, Father, we thank you. We thank you for those who would have worked tirelessly, dear God, Father, during the pandemic. And we pray, God, Father, that you would keep those, God, who will continue. Father God, just bless our nation. Help us to continue lifting you up. You have been our guide, dear God. You have been our sustainer. You have been our all in all throughout the years. And God, everything that we have and have been, God, it was all because of you, because of our forefathers. And now, God, we pray that each and everyone coming, dear God, would recognize that you are in control. And dear God, we just lift you up and exalt you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to have now a prayer for the church, and Sister Beverly Pilgrim will do that for us.
Heavenly Father, we thank you today. We thank you, God, for your goodness towards us. We're so glad, oh God, that we are the body of Christ and that Jesus Christ is the head of the church. Father, before the foundations of the earth, you ordained your people to operate in good works. Father, you had a plan for the body of Christ, that your body would establish the kingdom of God on this earth, that the body of Christ would be the one to give the plan of God to the people who are around. So this morning, Lord, we pray for the body of Jesus Christ. We pray for the members. Your word calls us saints. Your word calls us the salt. Your word calls us the light. And even now, oh God, we call upon the people of God that we would come to a place in our lives where we would recognize that we are the salt of the earth, that we're the ones to give protection. We're the one to bring a cure. Father, that we are the light. We are to shine the word of Jesus Christ into our world, wherever we are working, wherever we live. Father and God, that we would be the light of the world. Today, God, we bring each member of the body of Christ. Father, we call forth the apostles. We call forth the preachers. We call forth the evangelists. Father, we call forth your people to come and operate in the realm that you have called us to. Father, we have been allowing the enemy to deter us. We have been allowing the enemy to make us weak. But today, oh God, we call upon you to reach down your mighty hand, oh God. Touch your people. Let your Holy Spirit anoint us. You have given each and every one of us your Holy Spirit. Your word says it's a seal. It's a promise of more to come. So, Father, we want to thank you for your Holy Spirit. May your Holy Spirit anoint your people afresh today. May we arise, Lord, and work for the kingdom of God. You have given us a commission, oh God. You have told us to go into all the world to preach the gospel. Father, our worlds may be our household. Our worlds may be our neighborhood. Our worlds may be our jobs. Our worlds may be our community. And Father, you have called some to go in different lands to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. But Father, you have called each believer to go, to live the life of a Christian. Father, we don't want to talk anymore. We want to live. We want to be effective. We want to stand in the power of the Holy Ghost. Father and God, this morning, we pray that your Holy Spirit would anoint your people afresh. Father, we pray that the blood of Jesus would cover us. Father, we know there's so many who have been sick. Lord, some have lost hope. Lord, some are afraid. Father, some have lost loved ones. Some have lost jobs. And Father, as a result, Lord, these things have brought a spirit of oppression, a spirit of depression. Father, even some have been drawn to a point where they want to commit suicide. But this morning, in the name of Jesus, we declare that you would breathe life afresh. Lord, we come against the works of the enemy. And we declare, oh God, that his hand would no longer be upon your church. But Father, we would submit to the lordship of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, we are your people. Lord, there's so many who are now being persecuted for their faith. Oh, God, we read in your word that persecution will come. Help us as your people to prepare for persecution. Lord, that when it would come, we would not wonder what is happening. But we would see, Lord, this is your word. And we are to stand in the power of your word. You've called us to having done all to stand. Stand upon your word. Stand upon the authority of the name of Jesus. Stand upon the authority of the blood of Jesus. So this morning, Lord, we commit ourselves entirely into your hands. And we pray. And we pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, and what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might that he worked in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things under the feet of Jesus Christ and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. We pray in no other name than in the name of Jesus Christ and for his sake. Amen.
Amen. We thank God for the opportunity that was given to us where we could have prayed for these various areas. And we know that he hears and we know that he answers. And I want to thank the ladies for taking time to lift up these petitions before God. We know that with him, all things are possible. And indeed, we know that right now the world needs Jesus. So all that we can do to make sure that that is heard, we would continue to do. We want to say thanks to Federal Motor Spirits and the Church of the Nazarene Barbados District for continuing to sponsor this program. We want to say thanks also to Starcom Network for providing the platform for us to share. And thanks to all you listeners for taking the time to tune in and being a part of our session this morning. I pray you will have a blessed week as you go to and fro. Remember, the world, in particular Barbados, needs Jesus right now. Father, we thank you for your blessings upon this session. We thank you for all that took place. And we pray even as we would leave that your presence will go with us. We ask God that your grace and your peace and heaven's riches and choicest blessings would be ours now and forevermore. Amen.
Because he lives, I can face tomorrow.